These telephone recordings were made and narrated in June of 1974. This is a recording of the Greenville, North Carolina NX1 offices. The NX1 was an independent crossbar system, the most successful independent crossbar system in the United States. It was built by North Electric, not to be confused with Northern Electric. And I know at one time North Electric was owned by United Telephone, which in fact was the main independent company that used the NX1 system. Now, this recording here was mostly concerned with just capturing the sounds of the system and what you could do with it as a phone freak. For indeed, this system was a phone freak's dream. It enabled you to access the long-distance network and play with it more easily than pretty much any other switching system. At the time this recording was made, we didn't understand anything about how this system worked within itself. And so the purpose of this tape was just to record the sounds and demonstrate what could be done with it from a phone freak standpoint. So, in spite of the fact that I cannot technically explain how it worked within itself, it's a fascinating recording of phone noises nonetheless. And here it is from June 74.
I'm dialing from the main NX1 office in Greenville, North Carolina, that has 752 and 758 exchanges. It's also the main tandem office, and it has several exchanges that go through it from the outside, but we'll get into those later. I'm now dialing a local vacant code, 330.
I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording. I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording.
Now I'm going to demonstrate timing out on an outgoing call. I'll dial the time of day number and then stay on the line after it hangs up. I won't record the silence on the tape, but I will say how long it is, which I'll time right now.
Instead of giving cash, start a Bank of North Carolina savings account for the bride and groom.
Time 4:30.
Temperature 82.
Seconds of holding power on local calls. Well, it's better than crossbar 5. I'm now going to demonstrate ringback, which you get by dialing your own number. And when you pick up your phone after it's rung, you hear a ringtone as a party line signal.
This is a recording. You have dialed a party on your own line. Please hang up and allow sufficient time for the call party to answer. Then lift your receiver and talk. This is a recording.
One of the local exchanges is the 825 exchange, which is step by step. I'm going to dial a ringing number, 825-2291. On calls to 825, the equipment starts putting the call through after the sixth digit. I'm going to dial 825-229, then let it dial out 229 into the trunk, then I'll dial the seventh digit, 0. A nice feature of NX1s is that they allow you to pulse through once you've been connected to a trunk on a non-ticketing call, such as 825. I'm going to do the same thing as I did in the last call, except I'm going to wait a little longer. So I'll dial 825-229 and wait. The equipment will pick up the trunk, dial 229, and then wait for the last digit. But eventually, the register will drop. And then I'll dial the last digit 0 directly into the trunk. Now I'm going to dial 825-229, but just before it starts to send, I'm going to flash my hook. Now that I've been left on the trunk with nothing dialed, I'm going to dial 0, which is a vacant level, and we'll go to reorder. Now I'm going to dial 825 plus 3 digits, flash, and then dial 9999, a quadruple ringing number. The other exchange in Greenville is 756, which is in a separate NX1 machine. I'm going to dial 756-2368, which is a vacant number.
If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator.
Now I'll dial a ringing number, 756-2211. Now I'm going to dial a 756 number and hang up before it even gets a chance to send anything. You'll hear the trunk flash. The disadvantage of dropping out the sender before the trunk you're calling into flashes is that the flash registers and you start to time out. The best thing to do is to flash after the trunk flashes, but before anything is sent. Now, here's what it sounded like on that previous call when it timed out. I I'm now going to dial extra digits on a 756 call. 756-765-4321. In the previous call, the 756 machine was ignoring the extra digits, ringing 7654. You may have wondered why the 752 and 8 office sends 7 digits into 756. It has something to do with the fact that 746 goes through the 756 office. This is unusual, as the office I'm calling from with 752 is the large tandem office with 756 homing on it. Here's 746-0000.
Service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording.
It should be pointed out that on calls through these NX1s, a flash that is longer than a pulse but shorter than a disconnect will always give you busy signal, except if it's done while it's sending. If you flash at any other time, you go to busy signal, and I'm going to demonstrate this. First, I'm going to pick up the phone, dial the digit 2, and flash. I dialed 2. Now I'm going to flash. Now I'm going to dial 746-0000111. You'll hear the other NX1 pulsing out all the digits, and then I'll flash again once I'm after it's finished putting the call through.
Please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording.
You might have noticed that while the other NX1 was dialing the first digit, you hear a reorder in the background. Strange phenomenon, but apparently on the first selector, while digits are being dialed, there's a reorder. Now I'm going to flash my hook. If you flash while a toll call is going through, there are various things you can get depending on when you flash. For instance, if you flash while the billing clicks are on, which I'll demonstrate next, you get a reorder. Reorder, which times out to regular permanent signal, busy signal. Here's an incoming call hanging up.
I'll just call back later.
Bye. Okay.
By the way, this tape was recorded from my girlfriend's house. She didn't share my interest in the telephone network, but there is one thing I do remember her saying, which is kind of funny, given that she was served out of an NX1. And this is a quote. I hate busy signals.
I know I shouldn't do it very often, but I had to record what it's like to send something into the 756 machine after you flashed off the sender and left yourself on a free trunk. Keep in mind it's a non-SF trunk that you have access to. So I'm going to send 752-1212 into the 756 office, and you'll hear the call go back to the office I'm calling from on a 5-digit trunk. It'll then connect me to the time of day recording. First, I'll record flashing off the trunk, then sending the number and the call going through.
Instead of giving cash, start a Bank of North Carolina savings account for the bride and groom.
Time 11:35. Temperature 77.
I'm now going to record a call to the East Carolina University Centrex, which has 7586 numbers, and the 758 office MF's 3 digits, the last 3 digits of the extension, into the Centrex machine, which I don't know whether it's another NX1 or what. But anyway, here's a call to a working number, 7586131. By dialing 7586 plus 3 to 6 digits, of course making use of extra digits when necessary, it's possible to hear any 3 to 6 digit number MF'd. Now I'm going to dial a toll call. I'll dial 1-523-0000. This is a call that is pulsed into a step-by-step tandem. Toll calls have a distinctive sound, so listen for that sound after I finish dialing. Now I'm going to dial 1-212-221-1111, and again, notice the sound of the call being ticketed. Now I'm going to dial 1-592 plus 4 digits, which is a call that goes through another NX1, but I'm going to hang up in the middle of the sending. Again, notice the sound of the call being ticketed. Now I'm going to dial 1-212-555-1111. Now, wait a minute. Wasn't there something missing there? Let's listen to that call again, starting with the last digit dialed. Now compare it with the call to 221-1111 in the 212 area. Yes, there is indeed something missing on the 555 call. It also works on 411 in distant NPAs.
Okay, I'm dialing 212-411-1111.
Now I'll dial 404-555-1212 and flash just before it's about to send. Boy, I can think of one thing I'd like to be doing with that, especially since it doesn't take it.
I'm sorry, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording, 442.
There is one more reason why it's a shame that I can't operate down here. 555 calls in distant NPAs don't time out, whether it supervises or not. They don't ticket, they don't time out, you don't have to use a 2600, and you can flash through with your own hook. Yes, that's right. I'm now going to call 402-555, let the operator answer, hang up, and then I'm going to re-ring the operator a couple of times.
What town do you want? Hello? City, please. What city? Hello? City? What city?
As you can see, this really was a phone freak's dream, because there you could get right into the long-distance network, and it was possible at that time for me to call all over the country just using a tape recorder. I didn't even need a 2600 source, because you could reset trunks just by flashing your hook at the right time, and best of all, you could access the network without making an automatic message accounting record. No ticketing. And that was important in those days, because security departments looked for long calls to 800 and 555 numbers as a sign that something funny might be going on. But the NX1 never would have dropped such a hint. Now, did I make a lot of free calls from that place? No. See, Tom Duffy, the security agent in New York, who became famous due to our satires, was very interested in my whereabouts at all times. He would look at the phone numbers on the phone bill and make sure he knew where I was. So I was afraid to do anything. And of course, in later years, I stopped making free calls. I decided as an adult that I wanted to pay for my phone calls, but I was 16 when I made this tape. In any event, the next segment contains some more calls from this same NX1, and then about 6 minutes into it, I go to a 756 coin phone, that's the other NX1 in Greenville, and record calling back to the main office.